Hey everyone, and welcome back. I've got to talk about something that's been keeping a lot of crypto enthusiasts up at night. There's this incredibly sophisticated mobile malware called SparkKitty, and it's got one singular, pretty terrifying goal: stealing your cryptocurrency. It does this by quietly scanning your phone's photo gallery and storage for something called seed phrases.
It's definitely a serious threat. Unlike your typical spyware or adware that you might notice causing slowdowns, SparkKitty operates completely silently in the background. It uses advanced evasion techniques specifically designed to bypass standard mobile security checks, allowing it to stay hidden on your device for weeks or even months.
And the scary part is that it's exploiting a habit so many of us have without even realizing it. You know how convenient it is to just screenshot a seed phrase or save it in a notes app for easy recovery? Well, SparkKitty is literally hunting for those exact visual and textual patterns. Once it spots them, it extracts the data, beams it straight to a remote server, and suddenly the attackers have full control over your wallet.
That's where things get really critical. For those unfamiliar, a seed phrase is usually a sequence of 12 to 24 words that acts as the master password for your crypto wallet. And because blockchain transactions are fundamentally irreversible, there's no customer support line to call or password reset button to press. Once those funds are gone, they're permanently lost.
So, how are people even getting infected in the first place? It's mostly slipping through the cracks via third-party app marketplaces, unofficial download links, and sideloading. The malware is clever, too. It completely disguises itself as legitimate utilities, game boosters, or even fake crypto trading platforms.
And it's not just an Android problem anymore. While Android's open permission architecture makes it naturally more vulnerable to storage access requests, SparkKitty has successfully adapted to iOS. It's targeting jailbroken devices and exploiting third-party distribution channels, which really cements it as a serious cross-platform threat.
I know that's a lot to take in, but the good news is there are concrete steps we can take to protect our digital assets. First and foremost, we have to stop storing seed phrases as digital files on our phones. The gold standard right now is using a hardware wallet, which keeps your private keys completely offline and eliminates that mobile exposure entirely.
Absolutely. If you're not using a hardware wallet, the next best step is writing your seed phrase down on paper or a dedicated metal backup plate and storing it in a secure physical location. And when it comes to your phone, only download apps from official app stores, keep your operating system updated, and regularly audit your app permissions. Revoke photo or storage access for any app that doesn't absolutely need it.
And if you absolutely must store sensitive info digitally, please use a reputable, encrypted password manager with biometric authentication. It's not perfect, but it's vastly safer than a plain screenshot. Ultimately, SparkKitty really drives home a crucial lesson. Cryptocurrency security is only as strong as our own user behavior.
Exactly. As smartphones become the central hubs for our financial management, we can't rely on convenience anymore. Abandoning those risky storage habits and enforcing strict digital hygiene are the only reliable defenses we have against irreversible digital theft. Stay safe out there.